My school is known for all the wrong reasons. People assume that because it's across the street from the projects, that it's a really bad place.
It's not what you hear, it's what you walk by and see every day. Then you go into the park, you'll see stuff. You see drunk people, you see people smoking weed, you see people shooting up.
That's a kid I know from my neighborhood. He didn't want to go to my school, which is only 3 blocks away from his house, because of the rumors. Instead, he chose to go to a school which is a 40-minute walk away. 10 years ago, my high school was rated one of the 12 most dangerous in New York City. Back when I was in junior high, I heard it was still like that. That people got stabbed, jumped, even killed. It sounded more like I was going to jail instead of a school. Now that I graduated, I see the school as a safer place. But I wasn't sure if the school was actually safer, or because I'm older now, I know how to defend myself. Sophie has run the bagel shop across the street from the school for 14 years. She didn't want to give me her last name. She's always arguing with the kids.
The bad one called me names, is stealing a lot of my sodas, and is staying in front of my store selling drugs.
She thinks it's getting worse.
Because years ago, I see a lot of kids. We're talking nice, in nice dressing. But now, it's a sloppy dressing. And the girls with all your boobies out. This is not coming to school with your boobies out.
What Sophie thinks about the school is wrong. Although kids may wear less clothing now, that doesn't mean that they're criminals. The school report card from the Department of Ed shows that Bryan has gotten safer over the last 10 years. And it's now less dangerous than the average city high school. The deans in my school, like Mr. Ralph Montavo, do a pretty good job of keeping the school safe.
Most of the instances that occur here at Bryan High School can be considered relatively minor. Students that are sent to the dean's office for maybe not taking off a hat, or maybe for a Walkman in the hallway, so on and so forth. And everything gets reported. Maybe, yeah, we had some quite a number of infractions. However, they were relatively minor in comparison to other schools.
Overall, I agree with what Mr. Montavo said. The Department of Ed says that there were zero property crimes in 2004-2005 school year. That was my junior year. That means that nothing was stolen and that nobody got robbed. I didn't think things would be any different my senior year, but right in the middle of doing this story, I found out that I was wrong.
So yeah, man, why'd you take my mic and my bag?
I was gonna sell it.
You were gonna sell it?
Yeah.
How much money do you think you would've gotten for it?
I don't know, somebody. Just would've went around, seeing people would've bought it.
I got robbed? Here I am covering a story on school crime and this happens to me? I decided not to tell anyone at school because they would take forever to get my mic replaced. I know that's one crime that won't show up on the school report card. Luckily, I found the kid. He told me that after he took my stuff, someone else knocked it out of his hands and he lost it. I didn't really care, and I told him he needed to pay me back. And surprisingly enough, he did.
So, like, I guess you had, like, the resources, I guess, to pay my money.
Yeah, I wouldn't say resources. Like, I'm going to tell you honestly, I stole most of that money.
From who?
Some drunk guy at a party. He got drunk. He was messing with my friends. And as soon as he got drunk and he went down on the floor, I took his wallet.
Oh, yeah? So that's how you got most of the money?
Yep.
Simple as that, right?
Simple as that.
Yeah. I got robbed while doing a story on school crime. And because I made the thief pay me back, he says he committed another crime. And I don't think he's lying. But I still don't think my school is dangerous. And a lot of the kids that I talk to agree. I know that there are a lot of crimes out there that don't get reported. Like what happened to me. But I don't think they happen every day. Bryan has a really bad rep. And reputations are like scars. They can be ugly and take a long time to fade away. Depending on who you talk to, you'll hear different opinions. But if you ask me, I still think Bryan's a safe school. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Edward Janos.